Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1470, with even more of what you're looking for. It's the most environmentally friendly show on your radio. Don't miss Radio Green Earth, brought to you by RadioGreenEarth.org. Every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN. In May of 2000, Dave O'Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curves, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome back to another day of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, my name is John Hollis, and I am not Dawn the Boken Picker Fixer. If I was, of course, I would look a lot better than I do at 45, and of course with a balding head and a, you know, big belly. Dawn don't look anything like me. But we want to welcome you to the show, and most importantly, we want you to tune in for a great hour with Dawn the Broken Picker Fixer. Want to take this time, of course, to thank our sponsors, Palm Partners. You can go to palmpartners.com and check out what Palm Partners is all about. If you're looking for addiction recovery and the holistic approach, you want to go to Palm Partners because they definitely will be able to show you holistic ways of getting sober and clean and, of course, working on the whole body, not just from the neck up. We also want to thank our sponsor, Robert Gluck, attorney. If you have a PI casualty, feel free to go to robertgluck.com and check out them. And SoundPillow. SoundPillow is a unique pillow that has two speakers in it that produces a surround sound around your head while you're laying on it to do meditation and many other things in a meditative state. And you can check them out at soundpillow.com. And, of course, Green Carpet Cleaners, they are our sponsors for today's show. We want to thank our sponsors because over the last year, since January the 3rd of 2009 that we've been on the air, our sponsors have made this last year, 1 year completely, a great opportunity for us to carry a message. May it be healthy relationships, may it be alternative approaches to health, may it be metaphysical, may it be addiction help, may it be vegan, whatever the topic may be on our 10 hours of shows each week. Monday through Friday, you have, of course, the 2 to 3 hour, and then Saturdays from 4 to 6, and then Sunday nights from 8 to midnight. So you can check us out then, and we are always there to be able to carry a message of hope. That's our vision, is to maybe turn people on to something they had never heard of before, and, of course, crossing the lines. You know, it's real simple for a chiropractor or a person that's into acupuncture to get on and talk to everybody that knows about chiropractic and acupuncture. But, you know, it's might be something new if you're talking with somebody that's never even really thought about doing it as an alternative. So we'd like to, you know, of course, cross the mounds of people that at one time would never even think about doing conventional approaches. At the same time, we also want to talk about the issues, and some of those issues are discussed on Third Eye Live on Saturday. Third Eye Live is a production of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and what we do is we have a panel of holistic approach doctors and also a metaphysical approach, and we put them all together on one show with four people, and it's like a view. And you can check us out, and of course you can listen to that on Twitter podcasts. You can listen to that on Facebook, the Facebook account. You can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio or any of the blog spots, or at our home site at holisticlifestylesradio.com. If you check out holisticlifestylesradio.com, over the last few days we've been uploading a lot of stuff. We have Eric Clapton's Crossroads of Antigua on there, and they're talking about some issues that I thought you might want to hear more about. We also have the Holistic Healing Center of North Miami Beach that is our guest for the next 8 weeks on our Wednesday show, and you can find out more information on them. And, of course, there's a lot of information on all the blogs, and we upload and send to Twitter every day. So if you're checking us out for the first time today, sit back, enjoy, and if you're a regular listener, we want to thank you for always tuning in. And, of course, we want to, of course, thank our local listeners on WNN 1470 AM on the airwaves. And we want to take this time to, of course, let Dawn have the time she needs to interview her guest. And a gentleman named Marshall will be in with her today, and they're going to be talking about the manning up and some other things that are going to be taking place on her show. And as usual, Dawn's great, and as usual, she always carries a great, great message of health. So we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more from Dawn, the broken picker fixer, and how to man up, baby. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With SoundPillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soils, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and today we have Marshall Zale, our guest. He's an ordained interfaith minister, speaker, writer, and popular radio show personality. After a powerful awakening during a four-hour meditation in 2007, he saw how he was living his life in fear, insecurity, codependency, and self-limiting beliefs. With the help of some great teachers, he learned to develop a practice that gave him the tools to overcome these issues and become a bigger, more empowered life player. He now coaches individuals and advises companies. He's the creator and host of the show Discover Your Hidden Power and is the voice of SoAct.net, a conscious online social network. You can see his practice in action in a weekly community group from Meetup called Keys to Conscious Living, and he also has an upcoming Man Up retreat, which you heard John talk about. We have him in the studio with us live, and we are opening up the phone lines. So if you'd like to ask him some questions, the number is 1-888-565-1470. Again, let me repeat it: 1-888-565-1470. Welcome to the show, Marshall.
Don, thanks for having me. What a gift.
Ah, thank you for coming. Let me start by asking you, you claim that you were caught in a cycle of unhealthy, need-based relationships for many years. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Let me make a distinction of the difference between a need-based and a want-based relationship. When I said need-based, I was talking specifically about that I had not at that time developed enough tools for me to be in a relationship to meet my own needs, and therefore I became referred to for my partner to fill them for me.
Okay, so you were looking for somebody to fill the needs that you should have been supplying for yourself. Okay,
right.
I can understand that one.
Yeah, and what was happening in the space is I was always looking and disappointed. You know, make me feel good, make me feel sexy, tell me I'm great, don't leave me. And I hadn't polished and done that internal work, that cleansing that I needed to do. And now I see with my clients, a lot of them, there's some themes that are coming up, and the themes are not dealing with their abandonment issues, for instance, not dealing with their codependency based on...
Well, my book, I talk about unresolved pain.
Yes.
I believe that's probably what you're referring to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Okay, so you finally dealt with your unresolved pain, and you were able to move on?
Well, what I found is that I have me, and a lot of my clients, for instance, they're again, other referred, they're looking for their partner to fix something in them, be there for me, as I participated in that as well. And it was just always leading to a string of nine-month relationships. And what I found was, all right, well, she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand me, or this isn't going to work. And then after about, you know, ungodly amounts of numbers of relationships, I said, all right, the world can't be wrong.
Right.
Something's got to be wrong with me.
Right, okay.
And what I found was that just by really surrendering to this and taking care of me as a human being, my needs, I learned to be free.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about how you broke this pattern. If you have any questions for Marshall, or if you find yourself in a position where you're more worried about what you're getting than what you're giving in a relationship is basically what you're telling me. The number is, again, 1-888-565-1470. Okay, so tell us, how were you able to break this pattern?
Well, I was in enough pain. And that's really what it came down to. If we're doing something, you know, and it just hurts and it doesn't feel good, eventually we're going to develop enough sores and pains and bumps and egoic bruises to just say, okay, this doesn't work. So I met a woman who was several years ago who showed me what the face of unconditional love looked like, mm-hmm. showed me the little boy inside of me.
Was this a relationship?
Yes, or? Yes, it was.
Okay.
And it was glorious. And this partner was acting completely out of self-love and love of me, and allowed me to see what I needed to work on. I saw somebody to show me what the goal, the end point was. And it took a lot of me not being in a relationship after that to really look at myself and to really go deep and to find, well, what is it? What is really stopping me? You know, as human beings, we're looking for agreement from others. And what I found in myself was I had to find agreement with myself. I had to learn to accept me for all of my strengths and all of my weaknesses and not look for somebody to perpetuate, you know, to keep my fears alive, but to allow me to deal with them myself.
Excellent,
yeah,
excellent.
That's great.
You had made a statement once that you claim that codependent relationships were more like a business deal than a love affair. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Sure. What I found in myself and then certainly some of the clients that I deal with and some of the people I coach is when we meet somebody in a relationship, it's like you come to me and I'll tell you how beautiful you are, Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're in a relationship now, okay?
Okay.
Just for this next 5 minutes, for example.
If you're my boyfriend,
yes. Yes.
Turn off the radio for just a minute.
Just for 5 minutes. I won't get out of my chair.
Okay.
All right. So you come to me and you say, Marshall, well, tell me how great I am. Tell me how wonderful I am. Tell me how my purse looks with my shoes. Tell me how funny I am. Tell me how good of a dancer I am. Aren't I great?
I love that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So far I've got you won over, right?
Yes.
And then I say to you, okay, well, I'll do all that. It's an unspoken agreement.
Okay.
And I'll tell you all those great things and tell you how wonderful you are, okay? Just don't leave me. So when you go to your girlfriend's house to a party or you go onto an event or you're
going out of town.
Well, yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, obviously we're hitting something here, right?
Right, right.
So, then you don't leave me. You let me know where you are and let me know I'm not being abandoned. And this is the business we do. It's unspoken. It's covert. It's like, all right, so in the second that I stop participating, the second that I say, stop telling you how great you are, the second I stop feeding your egos, or the second you stop helping me with my abandonment issues, is the second there's chaos or a problem.
Okay, and then that's where a lot of the anger comes in, right?
Well, absolutely.
Is that where the you get your car smashed and that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of these unhealthy, dysfunctional relationships, they never really get to the core. And I think the core of any real relationship is vulnerability and being authentic. You know, a lot of, myself included, when I was seeking relationships, I was like, well, I'm going to show up with my good face,
mm-hmm.
the guy that's just that everybody wants.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm polished, and I can do this, and I'm that, and I'm accepting, and I'm allowing. But then after they get lulled into a relationship, well, now, eventually, I can't carry the weight of not being my authentic self.
Okay, well, wait a minute. If you do the work on yourself, does that mean you're not going to tell me that my purse looks good with my shoes and
no, not at all. But see, if I'm in a relationship and I've done the work, then I'm not going to be in a relationship with somebody that needs that. So you won't be at the effect either way, whether I tell you that or not. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're not giving me your power that you don't feel like you look good.
So if you don't tell me my shoes look good, I won't be devastated today.
Right, you're going to be okay because you're wearing the shoes because you think they look good in the first place.
Correct. All right,
yeah.
Good. This is great.
Yeah.
If you've got a question for Marshall, or if you'd like to participate, or if you don't even agree with it.
Yeah, if you disagree, I'd love to hear that.
Exactly. Give us a call, 1-888-565-1470. Okay, now, one of the other things you say is that breakups are great opportunities. Now, I know there's got to be some listeners out there that don't agree with that whatsoever. So let me say the number one more time, 1-888-565-1470, and tell us, why are breakups a great opportunity?
Breakups are a great opportunity because they show us exactly who we are. If we take the opportunity, it provides us a space – to look at what we've done, how we've acted, how we've interpreted information, how our expectations or our beliefs about what a relationship or that relationship was going to be was unreal. And if we really, really go there, if we really go into it, as opposed to, you know, the ego wants it to be painful and you're not good enough, and if you only...
So in really going there doesn't mean reliving it, the whining over and over again.
No, no.
Okay.
No, you can go into the stories and find out that they're all false creations. Now, I'm not trying to invalidate or say that people shouldn't feel bad or feel their feelings. What I'm saying is usually when people break up, they've broken up, and the pain comes from a feeling of loss. Well, if somebody was in a conscious relationship giving themselves everything they were trying to get the other to give them, we can actually just be complete and say, I enjoyed this walk in the park. It was a great experience. Here's what I learned. It's developing me as a human. And to go deeper. But breakups are a great pause, because when we're not inside ourselves in meditation or our own self-discovery, we become other-referred. You know, how many husbands and wives do you know that they can't make any decision or move without the other? They don't spend much time apart. This is a great opportunity, and I'm speaking to, regardless of your gender, whether you're divorced or just broke up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, to really look at not the pain, because you know that's there, but why do you feel the pain? Why do you feel hurt? Why do you feel not good enough? Why did you choose to take things personally when they're never about us anyway? They're really about the other.
Okay.
You know, in that respect, when somebody has broken up with us, it was never about us in the first place.
Right.
That's a hard concept for some people to get.
Right. And if you have a true faith in the universe to provide, then we don't realize that it's opening up a space for us to have a better person come in.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, better for us or new lesson or new opportunity
exactly.
for us. You know, I could go back 5 years and think, when I had a partner, and she decided that she didn't, you know, we just weren't going to work out. I went to a lot of beliefs like, well, I'll never meet someone like that again, and la, la, la. And ultimately just the next person and the next person just became a greater expression of who I was. They became a mirror for me.
Right.
And that's what our partners are. They're really showing us who we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've had relationships in the past where I look back on them now and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm glad that
yeah.
they're gone now, but at the time it was very painful.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, if you work on yourself, if you take the opportunity to do the work.
Sure.
And I
would like to pose to your listening audience, first of all, gentlemen, if you're out there driving on the road or if you're listening to your computer, I really ask you to call in and get vulnerable, because I want to, you know, I want to share with you some possibilities. But as far as really asking yourself, would you date yourself, knowing everything you know about you?
Oh, good question.
Would you date yourself?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
For the first time in my life, I could say, yes, even knowing all my thoughts and all the stuff that I tuck away in the dark, yeah, I forgive all that.
That is a great question, because
yeah.
if you go, I wouldn't date myself because I'm a cheat or
right.
Right?
Or I have thoughts of this or that, and we're
right.
judging ourselves. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you date yourself?
Of course I would.
All right.
And I would tell myself I have nice shoes and nice furs.
You'd never leave yourself.
Exactly.
So you wouldn't have an abandonment
exactly.
issue, right?
Exactly. I take myself on these great trips.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I go,
yeah.
I take myself.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
So, you know, that's the point is, like, if we really, really can feel okay with ourselves, then we're not having to actively seek out relationships. Because really, we're not looking for somebody. We're looking for a feeling. We're chasing a feeling.
Right.
And if we can just learn to serve that feeling, we can do that, you know. We can honor ourselves and take care of our own needs.
Right. You're talking mostly, you're talking mostly to men with your Men Up retreat.
Yes.
My book talks about to women, the broken picker fixer, and the premise is that we attract the wrong people because we haven't done the work on ourselves.
Right, right. I mean, the message is universal. It really, it's irrelevant whether it's man or woman. But when it comes to vulnerability, what I found in myself and others, men have a social program. You have to be tough. You have to do this. You have to do that. You don't have
What is it? Big boys don't cry.
Big boys don't cry. Right. You know, we have to be seen as this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a social program that exists and these stigmas of what a man looks like. And in the last couple of relationships that I've been in, I realized that being really honest, really being vulnerable, really being real and telling everything, no matter how much it might hurt my ego or how much it might make me feel ashamed, if I can't truly communicate that with my partner And I'm actually visualizing somebody in a big tractor trailer on 95 driving going, oh, I don't need any of that. Well, yeah, you do. And if you can just call your partner and call the show and ask questions, call your partner tonight and say, I've been hiding. I have been feeling weak. Wow, a man feeling weak. I've been weak because I've been afraid you won't love me if you knew this.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
This is what you call the life practice, right? So after we take the break, we're going to come back and talk to Marshall Zale about his life practice, and we will be right back with Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll-free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soils, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we are here with Marshall Zale. And we're going to talk to him about relationships, discover your hidden power. We're going to talk about his meetup group called The Keys to Conscious Living, and he also has a Man Up retreat coming up. Now, he talks about healthy relationships, and one of the things, and the phone lines are open for your questions and calls, and the first question we're going to ask him is how the ego gets in our way. If you would like to call or have a comment or a suggestion or a question, the number is 1-888-565-1470. Okay, before the break, we were talking about being vulnerable and how, and we're going to talk about now about how the ego gets in our way of the relationship.
Yeah.
We want to have a relationship, but then our ego sabotages it?
Sure, well, of course. You know, the ego doesn't want us to be happy, first of all. So anything that causes contraction, which is a tightening in your chest, or it could express itself in a closed throat or tension or red, you know, red face,
mm-hmm.
you know, or a nervous switch, the ego doesn't want us to be happy in our lives. So it keeps us on a roller coaster of being, you know, if you walk into a party and everyone's really sloppily dressed and you're the most beautiful woman there, the ego nudges you on the shoulder and says, hey, Don, you're beautiful. You're the best here. You're the best one here. So there's separation. We're seeing ourselves separate from others.
Right.
Then you walk into an MIT conference and everyone is dealing with astrophysics and your ego is, they're going to discover you're not very bright here, Don. Very quickly. Yeah.
Right, right.
And it's that imbalance that keeps us constantly, not just in relationships, but in our lives, always trying to protect the identity that we've had. That's what the ego does in our relationships. We have a belief about ourselves, but we also want to, until we've done this work, until we learn to be okay with ourselves, we try to project the image, the identity of how we want people to see us so they'll love us. And until we're really loving ourselves, we're not accepting our own identity, and therefore we're not showing other people who we are.
Okay, I understand that. We put on the facade. And a lot of people feel much more comfortable with going into a gathering when they know they have a role to play.
Mm-hmm.
So to be vulnerable, and you mentioned before the break about being vulnerable, and we're going to talk about that. Again, this is a fascinating talk with Marshall Zale. Please call us at 1-888-565-1470. If you've got a question for him, if you agree, if you disagree, and we're going to talk about vulnerability. You speak about vulnerability, but you say it's the same as invulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
It was so interesting because, you know, it's funny. I want to thank Shelley Strauss, one of my personal mentors, and Howard Goodman, a good friend of mine. And we had spoken about vulnerability, how important it is to be vulnerable. Now, vulnerable, just by definition means that we could suffer some kind of damage, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, so I don't want to be vulnerable because, well, they'll expose me or they'll see me or they might, you know, something, I'll be attacked. But in fact, when you're completely okay with who you are, and I really hope this is resonating with all of you as you're listening, to really think about how okay you may not feel about who you are in this moment and kind of develop the concept that of what you need to learn to be okay with, being vulnerable. When you're really your beautiful self and you can truly express the divine who you are to another without any fear of attack, you really are invulnerable. And that's why vulnerability, and we'll call it invulnerability, you're being invulnerability, is really the same.
Right. So you're only really vulnerable if you don't feel that comfortable with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But once you feel comfortable with yourself, no one can really hurt you.
Of course not.
Think.
Absolutely. Then they're just other people's opinions, beliefs, or judgments that have nothing to do with you.
Well, this is fascinating. So now we have to figure out how Marshall was able to get there.
Mm.
And how you got there, you call your life practice?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, it's not my life practice. This practice has been on this planet since I think there was the first human being on the planet and someone to be conflicted with.
Okay.
So it's not mine.
All right.
What has happened to me is, as I had stated earlier, having a string of many, many relationships that didn't work in my past, and really looking at myself and looking at my my inner child,
mm-hmm.
and really seeing that I was a hurt little boy walking around in at that time a 40-year-old man's body, you know, and I got upset when people didn't show up the way I wanted them to, when girls didn't call exactly when I needed them to, when somebody changed plans on me and I didn't feel safe about it and I felt abandoned and hurt and somebody would tell me I did something good. I was walking around like a little boy that would just poke out at the right times or the wrong times and create chaos.
Mm.
And I know that one. Yeah, and it just didn't feel good. And I just said, I can't continue to live my life this way. This isn't right.
Right.
So through the help of some powerful teachers, through the glorious experience of meditation and through a genuine group of phenomenal people that really, really supported this, I made this my number one priority in my life, and it has led me to such freedom and bliss. And it's not easy, and I'm still practicing it. So I'm not. For those of you who are not in the studio, I'm not levitating, and I don't have an aura around me. I'm humble to say that I am still practicing it.
Well, we're going to talk to you about what you mean by your practice.
Sure.
But I just want to reiterate, this is really interesting. What you're saying is that your fear of abandonment
mm-hmm.
caused you to be more abandoned
mm-hmm.
because you would act so childish, people would automatically go, you
got
to go.
You got it. Well, you got it. Or I would disconnect from them because I'd rather see a lot of
sabotage.
Well, absolutely, I'd sabotage the relationship because wow, this person's getting tired of my SH blank blank. I'm going to check out before they check out. That way, I'll feel less abandoned if I split from them.
Right. You have the control still. So
absolutely,
there's some kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
If I do it, it's not as bad as if they leave me.
Of course. And this was a pattern for me. And now that I'm coaching and helping people outside of this, I realize this is not. You know, a lot of times the ego wants to convince us we're so unique and our stories are so different. And a lot of my clients or people that call my show will say, well, you don't understand because my thing is so different. Well, it's really not. The life stories that we have, the details may be unique to you, but the underlying script and the meaning of what you've chosen it to mean is very similar to everybody.
Oh, great. This is great. If you have a question, Marshall is a coach. If you have a question for him, the number is 1-888-565-1470. I'll say it one more time because I'm one of those people. I'm driving and I'm like, oh, they're giving the number. So then I look for the pin.
Mm-hmm.
So it is 888-565-1470. If you would like to give us a call, ask him a question, and he's going to talk about what this practice is.
Yeah, first of all, I want to just add on to what you just said. If you're listening out there and you absolutely feel that you shouldn't call because you don't feel comfortable with it, I really support you to call. You're the person that needs to call
mm-hmm.
because it's usually that feeling of that denial, that doesn't apply to me, that's not my story.
Right.
Well, yeah, it is your story because you're having a reaction to it, and I really support.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm really looking.
That's a very good point.
Certainly men or women. But I would really like to hear a man's voice on the air really coming, you know, with your story and how I can support you. I'd really like to have the opportunity to support you.
Okay. And if you would like to have that experience, or the number is 888-565-1470. Okay. Let's talk about this practice.
Yes. Well, this practice is a complete surrender, and it is a I'd like to pretend that there was a modality. I'd love to tell you there were certain steps. I can only share with you the unfolding of its beautiful nature. And the first thing for me, how this started, was through the surrender to say there's a problem, the recognition that this is a problem. These broken relationships, they don't work. Why? Then it unfurled into really being honest. I looked at the feelings that came up for me. You know, one of my mentors, Shelley Strauss, you know, she had guided to teach me how to recognize one of the three conditions that a human being will experience. You feel contracted, expanded, or in your neutrality. Expanded means, hey, you go home, your husband has offer tickets, and you're excited because you wanted a date, or your wife made a great meal, and she tells you, hey, I got you hockey tickets, or whatever makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had a great lovemaking session, or you bought some new clothes, or whatever your thing is.
Okay.
That's expanded. We all know what that is. We're all chasing
right.
that
yeah,
feeling,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's good. That's
yeah,
good stuff.
Exactly.
I like that one.
Yeah, and then the one that we're all avoiding is, you know, you get a call, you're fired, you're taking a pay cut, you just found out your mate was cheating or going out or having lunch with an ex-partner, business or ex-relationship partner. Or something doesn't feel right, and that contraction closes your heart. You might feel your throat. You feel a physiological response.
Right. And if you forgive me if I'm wrong, but if you don't really feel good about yourself, if you're not really happy with yourself, you probably get that feeling more times than not, even if it doesn't exist.
Yeah, because we're making up stories, basically.
Right.
You know, we're making
somebody
up
doesn't call in time. We're like, oh my God, they're leaving us. Right.
Mm-hmm, right. And you know, it's funny. There's a there's many articles online. There's also a movie called What the Belief Do We Know? A lot of, hopefully a lot of your audience have seen it or will check it out. But there's a part that really validates and confirms that we are addicted to emotions.
Mm.
We really are. There's a biochemical reaction when we feel an emotion, and more receptors build on these cells looking for us to feel that emotion again, to get our high.
Right,
so some
adrenaline rush.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, you know, if it's, you know, the woe is me story, I'm sure maybe you've met somebody that always had these chronic problems.
Absolutely.
Well, it's really not that they are unlucky. They're actually creating a life for themselves where they could still feel victimized because there's a payoff in it.
Right.
And what I had to learn in this practice is, you know, when you're contracted, I'm choosing to make something mean something. I'm creating a meaning. So if I was in a relationship and the girl said, well, I'm just going to go right now. I got to go. I'll talk to you later. Well, the abandoned guy in me, the little boy in me says, she's leaving me because I did something wrong.
I see.
You know?
Right. Something's wrong with me.
Right, exactly. And the third state is neutrality, where you want some water, you go to the refrigerator, you open up the refrigerator, you see water, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You get it, you drink at the end. This practice really focuses on every human emotion that causes contraction and looking at it, identifying the ego's tools, basically, and how it taunts you, how it makes you feel just good enough in life or safe enough in life, not
mm-hmm.
to just jump off a building. And then as soon as you're feeling stable, to just rip that carpet out from under you and create another life experience that causes contraction and pain and keep you there long enough, and it's back and forth. You're feeling great, you're feeling terrible. You're feeling great, you're feeling terrible. And it's all basically the spin of the ego. What this practice is to look at the things that are causing contraction in your life and really asking better questions, really better questions.
And how do you do this practice?
Okay, well, let's take you through an example.
Okay.
Give me something that you felt today that was uncomfortable for you.
I was running late because of a car accident. Would that count?
Yeah, I don't know. You tell me. How did you feel about it?
Well, I got all tense mm-hmm. because I wasn't going to make it on the air.
Okay. So stop right there. So you did make it on the air.
Right.
Right? And you came in time, right?
Yes.
I mean, so that feeling was based on a belief of the future.
Correct.
It wasn't really happening.
Correct.
So your fear, and this is one of the practices, look at your fears. You experience an emotion. You called it tension.
Mm-hmm.
Was anything else going on in your body? Throat, chest, heart rates? Were you driving carelessly?
Yeah, I mean, I was getting more tense. I was kind of probably shallow breathing. Mm-hmm. I started getting worried, and I was like, you know, looking for my phone, so which made it was stop and go traffic, so it made it more tense, really tense, because I thought I was going to hit the guy in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your belief was all based on something in the future,
mm-hmm.
right?
Because
you made it to the studio, no one got killed, everybody's fine.
Right.
We're all good. When we go into our fear, one of the first things that in this practice we ask is it happening now? Is it really happening now? And you'll find that in almost every situation, it's a story we've made up that the ego has led us to believe that, you know, it's happening now, it's not. So, you know, the people that are listening, look at your fears about maybe your relationships or your job security or whatever is bothering you. And I ask you, is it happening now? You know, I spoke to Sophia Stewart. She's a friend of mine. She's the original author of The Matrix and the Terminator series.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to express a concern. She said to me, is someone breaking in your house right now? Does someone have a gun to your head right now? I said, no. She goes, then it's not happening. And, you know, this is where I try to practice. And it is a practice.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Great. We have a few more minutes, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about your Man Up retreat
that's
coming up.
I noticed through most of my clientele, they're about 70% men.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is the issues are the same. And I'm so grateful for the pain and the suffering that I've had in my life when it came to women and relationships, because it allowed me to be able to gift this back to my brothers in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, so now I'm finding that a lot of my clients have the same issues that I had, and I realize there's not a strong voice for men out in the community to really help men undo this and to get in touch with their feminine side. You know, we have a belief that we have to be, you know, as we're programmed, as I said earlier in the show, to be rough and tough and fix cars and bed a lot of women or whatever the story is.
Right.
We have to be seen as that so we'll be loved and accepted. The Man Up Retreat is designed, it's going to be a 3-day, a weekend retreat in the Everglades, probably the first week of March, when you can look for updates on MarshallZale.com. That's Marshall with two L's, ZALE.com. And it's designed to bring men that are in relationships that they're unsuccessful, that they're unhappy in, or that are finding themselves having a hard time getting over an ex, or in a string like myself in the past who've had unsuccessful relationships, to really, really go deep into their inner child, to really teach them how to be okay with themselves.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so we're going to hear a little bit more about that, but right now we're going to take a break. This is Dawn at the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose. Then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Totally Green Carbon Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I am Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we're just finishing up with Marshall Zale. I wanted to thank him for coming out. He has a meetup group called The Keys to Conscious Living, if you would like to check it out. And I know John's on the line. He has a few things to say, but I just want to tell you before John comes in, next week we're going to be talking to Dr. Soren Dubitsky, author of A Course of Wisdom, Notes on the Spiritual Wisdom. We will be talking about love, marriage, sexuality, and spirituality. So they come back next week. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Listen, Marshall, I just wanted to take the time to thank you for being on the show, but most importantly for our listeners. You know, when you start to talk about the issues that they were talking about today, a lot of guys, and, you know, I deal with a lot of men that are seeking treatment or they're seeking help for sexual addictions, and it's such a taboo thing to talk about your feelings that, you know, when it comes right down to it, it's the type of situation in a lot of cases, you know you're feeling what you're feeling, and if you want that one-on-one contact, what you need to do is you need to call Marshall. So make it a point that if you are listening today to give Marshall a call, so that way you can start to really look at and examine why relationships aren't healthy in your life. We don't stop long enough to figure out, okay, what is my equation in a bad relationship? Men don't do that because we don't tend to think it's our issue a lot of the time. But I truly believe that the listeners that are listening today in the male category would have a hard time just picking up the phone and making a phone call live on the air. So don't let this just fall by the wayside. Make sure you call Marshall or call somebody if you feel you need help to be able to deal with these issues and these core issues.
Great point. And they can reach Marshall through his website or through our website, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, or MarshallZale.com.
And Marshall, what is your phone number so people can call you directly?
Yes, please feel free to call me. It's 1-786-290-8004. That's a Dade County number. That's 786-290-8004. And thank you so much for your kind words, John. I really appreciate it.
And Marshall, I think it's important to say the next time that you come back on as a guest, I would really like to, as you're going through the show, to let people know, especially when we deal with the male aspect, because the male aspect, in my opinion, is, you know, you have a hard time. Guys have a hard time talking about these issues. And, you know, they're listening, and some are even making jokes about it, but deep down inside, they know the deal.
Well, let me tell you, I was one of those guys that made the jokes about it. I have never seen anything more freeing in my life than to be able to look at another human being and tell my truth, feeling so strong and so empowered with who I am that In the fear of anything, I can stand and always be my authentic self, and I'm supporting everyone to try to work toward that in their lives.
And the good news is that support of them can come from just picking up the phone and making a phone call. The next time you come on, what we need to do is we need to let people know what your phone number is all the way through the show. So that way, you know, because you know how radio is. Some people are tuning in. Some people are tuning in to other things. They come back and forth. You want to make sure that people know that they can get help with you.
Sure.
And, you know, that you come from the heart, and that's what this is all about. We come from the heart. We carry a message of hope. And the bottom line is that if you're in a bad situation, you can be helped in a relationship. You can be helped by people like Marshall and, of course, people like Vaughn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and scores of other people that are out there that are ready to help people. You just have to get to a point where you say, you know something, I don't want to live like this anymore, and I want to change. And it can happen. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to. The denial factor is really deep when it comes to core issues with males.
Yeah, it is. And only until there's enough pain in their lives will anyone ever really look to seek change. Because if we're all on a yacht having a great time and a big party and everyone's looking good and everyone's got money, hey, who wants to change from that? It's only in the pain, and that's one of the reasons breakups are a great opportunity for evolution.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, you guys have a great rest of your show. A couple of minutes you got left and gone. Great show. Marshall, thank you again for being on, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, real quick, right before we only have a few minutes left, but you said you have the keys to conscious living. Can you tell us a little bit?
Yes, thank you. For those of you who are in the Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach area, I have a week, for the last year, I've had a weekly meeting at my home. This is where you... it's a safe space for you to really, really come and practice this consciousness, to really, really be able to tell your truth in a non-judgment, very loving environment. You can find out that meetup at meetup.com. Type in the keyword, Keys to Conscious Living. The fee for the group, it's 2 hours. It's every Wednesday, 7 to 9, and it's $10.
So you can't beat that.
So I give ancient wisdom and all my love for $5 an hour.
Okay.
So there you go.
Fantastic. And real quick, can you explain some of the benefits that your clients and attendees will gain from the practice that you talk about?
Yeah, enormous self-love, freedom, fearless living, and really, really love and acceptance of self and others. There's nothing else that I've ever seen in my life. And I've read thousands of books. I've gone to 100 million seminars, and I've never seen anything that works because it starts from within inside. It's really going inside, and the benefits are countless. And these are just the ones I've found out so far. There's more to come, I'm sure.
Okay, getting in touch with your feelings. I know women, they say, as John was saying, men really have a difficult time getting in touch with their feelings. And the converse is that females do, but a lot of times women have the same difficulties,
sure.
Or they have, they don't understand what those feelings are. They have feelings,
we
just don't know what it is, and I'm sure men are the same way. So I guess this practice can help you identify where those are coming from.
The source, you know, those feelings that women are having, if they're good, if they're bad, they're definitely of the ego or fear.
Okay.
If they're good, they're probably from the ego on some level, but it's probably also just living a certain way that supports love and kindness and consciousness. But men don't have the acceptance to, you know, women will talk to each other and there's a sisterhood that goes on. And men, we need to really come together and forge an alliance of the brotherhood, not to make a faction against women, certainly, but to share our common beliefs and ideas and to undo this program that just causes us so much disconnection, divorce, and pain.
Fantastic. Thank you, Marshall Zale, for coming out. And again, his meetup group is Keys to Conscious Living, and he's got a Man Up retreat coming up soon. And please come back next week where we're going to have Soren Dubitsky, author of A Chorus of Wisdom. We're going to be talking about love, marriage, sexuality, and spirituality. And this has been Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And every Friday, we talk about relationships. So come on back.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.